Join us online, offline, and on your mobile at God's Grace Eston Global Commission, GGHC, as we study and rightly divide the word of truth with accuracy and precision. GGHC, grace will speak for you.
Wave to somebody around you. Tell them, welcome to the month of October. The month of audacity. The month of audacity. The month of courage. The month of bravery. The month of enough is enough. Hallelujah. So shall it be to you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord has declared this month of October our month of audacity. For the next 3 weeks, we are going to be looking at a new series that I titled Divine Audacity. Tell your neighbor, Divine Audacity. Before we begin to go into the details, to the nitty-gritty, you need to understand what audacity is. For those of you that were here on time today, we showed a couple of videos on the screen. One of them was a small dog. How many of you saw that small dog? A small dog with a broken leg. The dog was not only small, but it had a broken leg. And there were two lions that were sitting and enjoying themselves, feeling that nobody will pass. You know, when lions sit down, they believe that nobody dare to what? Pass. They are in control. They are in charge. But to their surprise, this small dog with a broken leg confronted them. Yoruba will say, Ajaki lole eku ko ma fe jewe. That means a dog cannot go to the lion house and will not come back drenched in blood. But this dog went to the lion's house and nothing happened. In fact, he was the first to attack the lions. Do you know why the lions ran back? They were shocked. They were like, this audacity is too much. Because they never in their... The animals that are bigger than that dog run away from them. What made this dog to have audacity to challenge us? Hello, is somebody listening? That was why they were shocked. That was why they could not fight back. Something that used to see you before and bow down, that thing now see you and say, I'm here. What do you want to do? Even if you have power, you will first of all shift back. There's something wrong somewhere. The lions gave way for the dog with a broken leg to pass scot-free. They couldn't harm it. Audacity. I am prophesying upon the life of somebody here today. If your amen can roar like thunder, every giant that has been standing between you and your progress, they are giving way this month. I said they are giving way this month. In the name of Jesus Christ. The second video we watched was a drama. In that drama, a young woman that had a son, only son, the son died out of sickness. And she was crying and crying and crying. You know, many of us were at the crying level before. Cry, 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 cry. Cry, cry, baby. All of a sudden, something just entered and said, why am I even crying? And she cleaned her tears. And she put the baby on the bed and took the word of God and read it. I said, God, I am reading your word to you. This is what your word say concerning me. Not only that, I pay my tithe regularly. And you say that devourer will not devour my things. So how can my son die? Impossible. Now look at the audacity. She laid the son on the bed and said, God, I'm going out. By the time I come back, let this boy be awake. Hello? How many of you can have that boldness? And she left the baby on the bed and went out. And on her way, God wanted to test her audacity. God wanted to test her faith. On her way, a woman met her. And the woman said, "How are you, madam?" She said, "Fine." "What about Junior, the son?" "Ah," he said, "it's fine. It's fine. No crying, with laughter." The woman said, "Ah, we have a program this evening. I hope Junior will be coming." "No problem, I will bring him." Audacity. I am praying for somebody here today. In this month of audacity, your faith will increase. No wonder the Bible says, without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. What is audacity? Audacity is courage. Tell your neighbor, "I receive courage." Many of you, the reason why it seems as if your prayers are not answering is because there is no courage. There is no boldness. We are praying and we are saying, I believe. No courage. What is audacity? Audacity is to be fearless. Audacity is to be what? No fear. What is audacity? Audacity is to have guts. To have guts means people that you cannot talk to before. It is audacity that will make you to say, "Oga, hear me and hear me well." Just as Elijah told the king that he's supposed to bow down for. The king said, "Elijah, why are you troubling Israel?" Elijah said, "It is you and your father and your mother that is troubling Israel." To king, that is audacity. Guts. Many of you, the reason why the enemy is rubbing your head, pressing you down, is because you don't have guts to challenge them. I am prophesying upon your life this month, you will receive guts in the name of Jesus Christ. Audacity is bravery. Audacity is saying enough is enough. Enough is I cannot allow that any longer. Audacity is aggressive faith in God. How many of you have aggressive faith in God? If your faith in God is small, this month it has to increase. Because audacity is aggressive faith in God. I'm titling this first message, "Evil Audacity and the Stone of Audacity." What did I say? Evil audacity and the stone of audacity. The audacity of every true child of God is faith in God. That is your audacity. Your audacity is what? Faith, aggressive faith in God. That belief, that confidence, that pride you have in God is your audacity. And that your audacity, whether you believe it or not, is a stone in your hand. That your faith, that your confidence, that your pride, that your belief in God is a stone in your hand to silence every evil audacity. As I'm telling you about the audacity of children of God, which is faith in God, you must also know that the devil also has audacity. Evil powers also have audacity. That is why they will never stop challenging. That is why they will never stop looking for trouble. You don't need to do anything wrong to the devil before he looks for your trouble. Hello? I remember the story a woman shared with me after God delivered her. A woman came from village to do omugo in the house she was living. The woman didn't come to her own house, so came to their neighbor's house to do omugo. But this our lady, she works in an office environment. She needs to wake up very early in the morning to go to work. So very early, around 6 a.m. in the morning, when she's going to work, she will pass by the window of this old woman that came to do omugo. And because, you know, Akowe, because she's doing office job, she needs to dress corporate. And part of the dressing is the shoe that she used to wear. When she's passing by the window, the shoe will be making ko-ka, ko-ko, ka-ka, ko. Look at what is causing trouble. Shoe that passed by the window, making ko-ko, ka-ka, ko-ko. This woman that came to do omugo from the village, she got angry and said the noise of that shoe used to wake her up. She got angry. And because she was a woman full of evil and wickedness, she went to their coven and reported this our lady that the shoe is making koko kaka koko every morning. And they say, what do we do with her? Say, that job that she has that is making her shoe to make koko ka every morning, can you please collect it for me? Evil audacity. That was how the woman lost the job. After she lost her job, the woman doing the omugo there now told her in the compound one day, said, now that your job is gone, I hope you will allow us to rest. They have gods, so these people, evil audacity. They have gods. Told her, koro koro. The woman came and started crying. Said, which type of thing is this one? Many of you are cry babies like that. Instead of her to look her in the face, say, hey, you are the one. That was the time for her to apply the stone of audacity in her hand. And that stone of audacity is your faith, your confidence, your boldness in God. I am prophesying upon the life of somebody here today. Every evil audacity that has prospered in your life before now, if your amen can be louder than your neighbor, the ground will open and swallow them up. I say the ground will open and swallow them up in the name of Jesus Christ. There are so many evil audacity around, but God has given you a divine audacity. And that audacity is your faith, your confidence, your boldness in God. That faith in God is a stone in your hand. Anyone you smash with it, they are finished. Hebrews chapter 11. I want to read from there very quickly. Hebrews chapter 11. I want to read verse 1 and 2. Please, you can display it on the screen. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 1 and 2. I'm reading from the Good News Translation. Good News Translation. Hebrews 11 from verse 1 to 2. It says, to have faith is to be sure of things we hope for. To have faith in God is to be sure of things you are hoping for. You have not received it all, but you are sure. To be certain of things we cannot see. Something you cannot see, you are certain of it. You have evidence of it. It was by faith that the people of ancient time won God's approval. It was by faith that people of ancient time received God's approval. How many of you want to receive God's approval? You need faith. That's your faith. That's your confidence. That's your boldness in God. Is what you need to triumph in this month. Look at verse 6. Verse 6, that one is very popular. Hebrews 11, 6. It says, in Good News Translation, no one can please God without faith. No one can please God without faith. For whoever comes to God must have faith that God exists and rewards those who seek him. If you don't have faith, you can't please God. Don't have faith, you can't have audacity. You need faith to please God. It is that your faith, your confidence, your reliance on God that becomes a stone in your hand against evil audacity. From the beginning of time, there has been divine audacity. And as you have divine audacity, you have evil audacity too. But here is the good news. Divine audacity always triumphs over evil audacity. God's purpose, God's power always triumphs over evil. Have you ever seen evil triumph over God? It can never happen. It will never happen. Darkness can never chase light away. It is light that will chase darkness away. It has been there from time immemorial. Let us look at what happened in heaven now. Open your Bible to Isaiah 14. Before even the world was created, something happened in heaven. There was an evil audacity in heaven. Isaiah 14. I want to read from verse 13 to 14. From time immemorial, evil audacity has been there. It started even in heaven. Isaiah 14, 13 and 14, I read from here. But you said in your heart, the devil said in his heart, I will ascend to heaven. Can you imagine? The devil said in his heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of assembly in the recess of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will make myself like the Most High. Audacity. Evil audacity. Something that created you. God was the one that created the devil. He was then known as Lucifer. He was the one that leads the praise in heaven. And because God loved him so much, God gave him so much power. And then the power entered his head. One day, he just woke up and said, I can be greater than the person that created me now. I will rise up to the heavens. I will take the throne. And me too, I will be like the Most High. Immediately that evil audacity was found in him. What did God do? God applied the stone and sent him down to earth. God responded with what I call the stone of audacity by throwing the devil and his angels down. For every evil audacity, there is a stone of audacity to destroy it. For every evil audacity, there is a stone of audacity to destroy it. There is a stone to pull every evil audacity down. How many of you have read the book of 1 Samuel 17, the story of David and Goliath? How many of you have read David? Everybody knows the story of David and Goliath. Praise the Lord. Very wonderful and popular story. How did David humble Goliath? With a stone. I want to ask a question. Is it that small stone that destroyed Goliath? I want you to listen, please. Is it that small stone that killed Goliath? No. There is something that backed that stone up. God bless you. That faith, that audacity that backed that stone up was the death of Goliath. And that is why I call it the stone of audacity. It takes a man of faith, a man of great faith, to challenge a giant with a stone. Should I come again? It takes a man of great faith to challenge a giant with a stone. There is somebody here looking at me this morning. You look at your bank account now, you don't have anything. Maybe 2,000 there, 3,000. Or you manage to get it 15,000. I have good news for you. With that small stone in your hand, you can attract great wealth. They don't believe me. With that small stone in your account, prosperity can pour to you. Money can pour to you. Wealth can enter your hand. It is not the stone that is doing the work. It is the audacity that is behind the stone. Many days, Goliath was boasting. He said, I will finish all of you. He said, your God is a useless God. Imagine. And the king of Israel was there, eating chicken, drinking juice. This man don't come out again. No, nobody go fight this man now. Nobody could go and fight. The hefty men there, at least the people that were still tall, small, all of them say, the last fight when I fight, it lies again jury for Lego. That leg, he never healed, finish. If I go meet this man now, if he remain, make I run, if he catch me. Everybody was looking for excuse. Everybody was looking for excuse. Nobody was bold enough to confront Goliath. But lo and behold, a small boy visited the battlefield to give his brothers food. And he heard the Philistines. What evil audacity. This is evil audacity. How can this uncircumcised man be insulting God? And he says, I will go. I will destroy this man. The brother said, shut up. Where are you going? Somebody heard and told the king. If the king knew what he was doing, will he say a small boy should go and challenge the Goliath? Is he not supposed to say, okay, small boy, maybe we let us look for assistance for you? But they were looking for somebody that they will go and use as scapegoat. They didn't know that this was not an ordinary boy. This was a boy that had faith in God. This was a boy that knew the God he was serving. There are so many of you here. You need to know the God that you are serving. Because you don't know him. I'm sorry. Is it truth? Many of us, we only know him on the surface. And may we go to church. And may we pray prayer. You need to really know the God that you are serving. No wonder the Bible says, they that know their God, they shall do what? Exploits. Do you know him? David said that we go. They say, okay. Well, nobody wants to go before. So if you want to go and die, no problem. That's your father's business. And they push him to go. And when David was going, he picked what? 5 stones, small stones. And he started to approach Goliath. When Goliath saw him coming, Goliath laughed. Me. Do you know what he said? He said, am I a dog? Goliath himself, he was asking himself question. He said, am I a dog that you send this small boy? He's not even coming with arrow, with cutlass, with spear. Iho catapult. Catapult. And 5 stones. Me, that they have matched me, matched no enter. Me, Goliath, that the fire arrow, I use my hand to remove the arrow, hold it with one hand. With one hand, I keep it. Me, that is what you are using this boy to come and challenge. Hear me and hear me well this morning. Everywhere they have looked down at you before today, if I be a servant of God, and if God sent me, I did not send myself, in this month of audacity, they will begin to look up to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said, is it me? He's coming to with catapult and stone. When there is a stone of audacity in your hand, it is your faith and your boldness and your pride in God and your confidence that will empower that stone. If you don't have that faith, that stone cannot work for you. That was why David answered him. David said, well, you come to me with machete. You come to me with spear. You come to me with everything. But I come to you with what? God bless you. Did he say I come to you with stone? Did he say I come with 5 stone? Did he say I come with catapult? He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. It is that faith. It is that confidence that catapulted the stone, that forced the stone to locate. You know, it's God that created man. Yeah. God know where stone go touch you, you go die. Oh. Hello. Do you know that this punch is the key? If punch land in a specific place in your head, are you understanding what I'm saying? You are going. Oh. You are finished. God created man. He knew exactly where the stone needed to enter for the life of Goliath to end. All David was to do was to say, receive it in the name of Jesus. Ayayaya! Receive it in the name of. That name began to direct the stone. Iboniki Bosila Rabbi. And it went straight to the center of the medulla oblongata. It did not only hit the head, it entered inside. I prophesy this morning, every Goliath that is standing against your life, that is standing against your progress, every Goliath that is boasting against your destiny, this month they shall fall. I said they shall fall. I said they shall fall. I want to ask you a question. Are you a carrier of divine audacity? Are you sure? Are you a carrier of the stone of audacity? Or you are just a Christian for mouth? Like that woman that they confronted. Then it's because your shoe is doing coca. We have collected it. And she started crying. You don't know who you are in Christ. Many of you, ordinary dream you will have, you will wake up, you start crying. You don't know what to do. You don't know how to approach things. You don't know the God that you serve. Are you a carrier of divine audacity? Are you the kind of Christian that can move mountain? Are you the kind of Christian that can humble Goliath with your divine audacity of faith in God? Or are you a cry Christian? Are you just Bawakudo? Bawakudo means let us fill the blank spaces in the church. Some people are in church. They are sitting here, but their mind is not here. They are thinking of so many different things. They are not benefiting anything from coming to the presence of God. Are you a carrier of the stone of audacity? Are you a carrier of divine audacity? Does the devil see you and tremble? Does the devil see you and fear? I remember the testimony of my sister. She was the first person to start business in that place. And then some other people came and started doing their business. And they were wanting to chase her away from there. And they came and met her. And she called me and said, "Don't worry yourself. If they are doing their own peacefully, no wahala. But if they are trying to say you will go for them, it's a lie. Because they met you there." Today, the story has changed. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Divine audacity. Let me give you some example in the Bible before we go and pray. What are those people in the Bible that are carriers of audacity? The stones of audacity. Number one, how many of you remember these three Hebrew boys? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They told them, say, "Come. From today, you see this idol? You must bow to it. If you don't bow, you die." Bow to idol. It can happen. They say, "Well, if you don't bow, see fire." And the king said, "Oh, you're going to increase the fire." The people that went to increase the fire catched them, they burn. And they were seeing them all. And they laughed. They said, "Oh, yeah, blow trumpet." They blew the trumpet. The three of them they were just looking at them. They didn't bow. The king said, "What audacity. We are going to throw you to the fire." They say, "King, don't worry yourself. Don't what? Worry yourself. We will not bow to your God." "Don't bother. We will not bow. Our God is able to save us." Audacity. Even when you see people that are burning, how many of us are like that? If you were in their shoe now, you see somebody go and increase fire, he died here. They say, "Oh, yeah, bow." You will say, "Well, God, you know, say I like you." I mean, you begin to negotiate with God. "I am bowing with my leg, but my heart stand." I mean, not be so. Say, "God, even though I'm bowing with my leg, my heart is standing up for you. Have mercy." They say, "We don't care. We don't care. Our God is able to save us from your hand." They now said something. They say, "Even if our God does not save us, we will still not bow." How many of you have that kind of audacity? Listen. "Even if our God not save us, we will die for him." That is the kind of audacity that makes heaven to move. When heaven heard it, angels rush. They say, "Let us go and stop the fire." God said, "No. Where is Jesus? You are not supposed to go to earth yet, but on this instance you will go." Nakandi libra sanda yalaba. Jesus said, "I will go myself. This one not be angel matter." Look at the audacity. They threw them into the fire. People that threw them into the fire, they burnt. And the three of them that were in the fire, they became four. And the king said, "Is it not three people we throw inside fire? How come they are four?" They said, "This one looks like the son of God." Hey, this one is not an ordinary person that joined them. It's not an angel. Your audacity will attract heaven's attention. Hello? I say your audacity will attract heaven's attention. Queen Esther, was another person that had audacity. Esther was a queen. And in the land where she was, there were laws that were governing the land. And part of the law is that nobody can just enter the king's presence anyhow. And Esther said, my people, go and fast and pray. Even though there is a law, I have an audacity to break that law. If he didn't have something she relied upon, she dare not try it. Esther said, go and be praying. I will go to the king. And they said, but you are not supposed to go. The law said nobody should enter. She said, don't worry. If I perish, I perish. Audacity. Oh, those are the kind of Christians God is looking for. People that are ready to take the bull by the horn. People that are not afraid. People that are fearless. People that have faith. Esther entered the presence of the king. Immediately she was coming, the soldier removed sword. They want to attack her. The king says, stop! Do you think it was the beauty that made the king to say stop? It was the audacity. The audacity of that small dog made the lion to audacity. Audacity. The third and final one before we go and pray is Daniel. They said, the king has made a law, no more prayer in the land. If Buhari makes a law now and say nobody should pray in the land again, that everybody should be praying in the name of Buhari, how many people are ready to face him? Daniel did not even bother. The same day they made the law, the same day, he went to his upper room where they will see him. He went there and he opened the window. Some of you, when you want to pray that kind of prayer, you say, ah, may they not go catch me, close window. No. Daniel did what? He opened the window so that they can see him. Audacity. They said the person that will do it, they will throw him inside lion. Lion? No, wala. No be lion. Can lion eat lion? The people that threw Daniel into the lion's den, by the next day, it is them and their family that entered. When you have divine audacity, heaven moves for you. That your faith, that your confidence in God is what you need to move mountains in this month. Your faith level must increase. This month, your audacity of faith in God must increase. Because your audacity of faith in God is the stone of audacity in your hand that will silence every evil audacity of many years. That suffering of many years can stop. All you need is the stone of audacity. Increase your faith and confidence in God. Stop being afraid. Stop worrying. Stop anxiety. Be fearless. You must be ready to say enough is enough. You must be ready to face all the challenges that are before you head on and bring them down under your feet. Your audacity in God must be shameless. Must be what? Shameless. And consistent. Your audacity in God must be what? Shameless and consistent. We will continue from there next week. The topic of the message of next week is shameless audacity. What does it mean to have shameless audacity? That's what I want to talk on. Today, I've told you evil audacity must bow to the stone of audacity. But your audacity must become shameless and consistent. Before we go and pray, I want to tell you the story of this young boy. My father told me that it happened somewhere in Oyibo. Those days, Christianity was still hot. A small boy in the bus, he was there with other passengers and an herbalist. I think somebody marched on him or something like that. And the man said, "Ah, but you marched on me." The man said, "Please don't be annoyed. You can see that people are rushing." And the herbalist said, "Do you know who I am?" And he said, "But I've said sorry now." He said, "Okay, I will do something to you now. Let's get to the bus stop." And when they got to the bus stop and they came down, the babalawo with ring in his hand hit the man that marched on his leg. And immediately the man began to wee-wee on the spot there. And he became an imbecile. And everybody shouted, "Hey!" And the baba said, "Hey, who is next? Who wants to come? Did you see him when he marched me?" And everybody began to beg the baba, "Baba, please. He has said he's sorry now. Restore him back." He said, "No. If you know his family, let them call him. They must buy two goats here. I must take good two goats to the house." And there was one small boy there. Something just came up inside him. According to my father, he said the small boy came from the back. He said he came from the back of the babalawo. And he tapped him. The baba was shocked. When everybody was running away, "Who is tapping me?" And he turned. And when he turned, he saw the small boy. And he, out of anger, he said, "Who is the owner of this bastard that wants to die?" And the small boy said, "No, I'm not a bastard. And I will not die. Baba, you are a wicked man. Restore this man back." The baba said, "Your head is not correct. Who is the mother? Come and carry your son." People were saying, "Small boy, what is wrong with you? Come." The boy said, "Leave me alone." And the boy went to the man that was wooing and was behaving like imbecile. And he touched him and said, "Ni oruko Jesu Christo Nazareti, Nazareti. Oya bai wo son bai. Receive your healing now." He said it to Yoruba. And the man came around. The babalawo was shocked. Babalawo said, "Egbere lomo yo. This boy is a small wizard. Egbere lomo yo." He was Mumbo. As he approached him to want to touch him, something tripped him on the floor. He landed on the floor. And the small boy said, "Baba, I don't want you to die young. If I hear you, Jesus, give your best. Hear me and hear me well. From today, from this moment, from this second, no threat. No threat, no threat shall prosper in your life in the name of Jesus." I say from this second, you will begin to move in the realm of the extraordinary. You will not only be a Christian in mouth alone, you will be a Christian in deed and in truth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Close your eyes and begin to talk to God. Say, "I receive divine audacity. Oh, this month, I receive courage. I receive boldness to take back everything that belongs to me." Can somebody pray this morning? How I wish somebody is encouraged to pray here this morning. I receive audacity to collect back everything that the enemy has stolen from my life and destiny. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. The Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. He says, "I will pursue them. I will overtake and I will surely recover all." Say today, "I receive power to pursue. I receive power to overtake. I receive power to recover everything that the enemy has stolen from me. I receive divine audacity. The stone of audacity in my hand shall silence my Goliath. The stone of audacity in my hand shall silence everyone that is waging war against me, that is waging war against my progress, that is waging war against my family. Are you praying? Are you sure you are praying this morning? Oh Lord, to that one, okay, Bani, any movie, open me for. Oh Lord, to that one. Okay, Bani, eyin ni mo fi ope mi fun. Tani wo tu bega o, bi ko se baba loki. Tani wo tu fi gbogbo ope mi fun. Olorun o Olorun to da won oke igbani eyin ni mo fi ofe mi. Say I receive audacity to challenge every opposition in my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, can you open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer? I receive audacity to challenge every opposition to my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, I receive audacity to challenge every hindrance to my breakthroughs. I receive audacity to silence every Goliath waging war against my life and destiny. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. I receive the audacity to pursue, to overtake, and to recover all. Pray that prayer. Let it come from your heart. Let it come from your heart. Thank you, Jesus. This month of August, all my Goliath will fall. This month of August, the small stone in my hand shall attract greatness to me. The small stone in my hand shall open doors to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word that has gone out. Thank you because it will not return to you void. It will accomplish that for which you have sent it. Accept our thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I pray for your children today. Every one of them here, let them receive divine audacity to challenge every boaster, every giant against their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. In this month, let them possess their possessions. Let them mount up with wings as eagles. Let them run and not be weary. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. A louder amen.